Now, you see, all you cats I know heard about Vasco da Gama, the island bumper. He's a cat that had a big, fat publicity agency, see what I mean, and say, Vasco da Gama, bump island number one, boom, put in the book. Vasco da Gama, bump island number two, boom, put in the book. You see what I mean? He was with it all the way, publicity style, but there was a cat jumping around that time that had some bad press. It cut this pole cat to shreds. And his name was Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser. He was a warrior stud for Ferdinand I, and Ferdinand I was a balling king. He was a king that liked the ball up a breeze and put on many a double gala swinging-headed Mardi Gras. He liked the ball all the time. He's one of them kind of cats that say, give Princess Locke do another castle, will you, right away? I say, we ain't got no more castles, your majesty. He say, well, build a one. Don't stand there like an idiot. What's the matter with you? Consequently, the cat was short of change, and you see what I mean? And he said, had to send over a little expedition to the New World, knock up a little bullion. And like a spleen, Cabenza de Gasca the Gasser was a warrior instead of first lieutenant for Ferdinand, and he had a bad scam in front because he got on a three-ship lick and they had a square captain that ran into a short tilt and blew the whole gig on the beach in Florida in 1410. And Florida in 1410 was Crocodile City. A cat couldn't stomp, flip, or step any way. Them crocodiles snap, snap here and snap, snap there, and them poor cats are ducking and dodging them crocodiles and trying to get straight, and every bug in the jungle is hitchhiking a ride on these poor cats, and the mosquitoes is dive-bombing these poor cats, and it was the Cabenza de Gasca de Gasser and his buddy cat and a maw and a parrot. And the parrot had the best lick because he had that feather coat, you know, and them other poor studs didn't even have a Union Oil map. So they had to stomp on down the beach, and Cabenza de Gasca's buddy cat didn't move fast enough, and the crocodile snapped him out, and they had to tuck him in a hole and sweep some sand over his wig and swoop to sea, because they didn't know where they was going, but they know they had to go, because they know where they was wasn't it. So Cabenza de Gasca de Gasca stomped all the way to North Dakota. That shorty cat didn't know where he was going in the first place. Then he turned around and stomped all the way to Mexico City. When he got down to Mexico City, he sat down and he wailed a note on Ferdinand I, the hipster cat that he's still gigging for him, and where he'd been doing all this here time. Only took him 8 years, little Sunday afternoon groove. He said, your most royal swinging majesty, I've been on a lot of sad tours. I've been on a lot of mad beat, bent up, down, gridding excursions. I've been on a lot of tilted picnics and a lot of double unhung parties. He said, I suffered from pavement rash. I've been bent, twisted, spent, de-gigged, flipped, trapped, and babapped. But he said, I never was so drunk in my whole life like I was with this here last gig you put me on. He said, it was rough. It was double rough. Seemed like Cabenza de Gasca de Gas and the Indian cat and the pad wailed up and all through this stomping, ducking them, and them dive-bombing mosquitoes and then flipping and dapping from them crocodiles, snipping and snapping at them, and the poor cats in such a bad strain and binder, breathing in staccato to keep the pilot light lit. But they went stomping on through all the way and finally, boom, bumped into an Indian village. And the gasser said, well, we got everything straight now. I'll go in there and hip the chief and get a couple of buckets of them acorns and say, if we straighten ourselves out, we might not find out who he is, but we find out maybe where we is. You see what I mean? Now there's a lake. But before he could take another sound out of his mouth, the chief come in the whale and said, nah, me nor you. Your big miracle head may hear you by Indian grapevine. You come, many big him ship, he no sail water. He got white wings, he sail sky. Me know, me hear you. You plenty hip head, you got a miracle wig. Good thing you come. Me got buddy cat, him have little difficulty, 17 crocodile, little bit hung up, little bent. You straighten him, you put a magic lick on this boy, put him on feet, me give you a couple bucks acorn, maybe 2 or 3 squaw, okay? You ain't even handed the cat a Nabisco up to now, and there's the poor gasser weaving and wailing and bent and spent. And he was up against a rough bind. He knew he had to do something. He knew he had to wail some way. He knew that he had to go. He couldn't stop there. And this poor cat that posed the wail on his feet was in very fatigued condition indeed. He was right on the edge of the razor's flip, you see what I mean? He on the theme of the beam of the invisible edge. He was standing there getting his wings. Said, let me try that number 17 again, will you? I think this is a little tight for me. I like that 17-foot wing spread anyway, much better. He was on his way out. Now, the gasser, like I explained to you, if the chief had asked him to knock this cat off, he'd have made it, because that was a cat's lick. He didn't know nothing about bringing them in. He was busy taking them out. But like I say, he was on the end of the bind, and he knew he had to blow, and he was Cabenza de Gasca de Gasser. So the gasser fell down on one knee, and he held his head upward, and he said, Lord, this is Cabenza de Gasca de Gasser. gas a wailing to you, Lord. Said, ain't no use looking for me in the book, Lord, because you won't find my name there, Lord. I've been wailing in another part of the field, Lord. But I said, I'm in a terrible bind now. He said, oh, I know, Lord, that there's sound in you from all over the world. Help me here, help me there, help me this way, help me that way. But this is the first time I ever put a sound on you, Lord. And like I told you before, Lord, we in a bad bind here. And if you do me one little favor, there's a buddy friend, a friend of the chief, Lord. He's in sad condition. He had a terrible time of 17 crocodiles, Lord. And he said, I know it's a big job, Lord. You're going to have to do him from stem to stern, Lord. But if you straighten this man, Lord, if you put this man on his feet, though I've been wailing for fighting and the voice up to now, Lord, I'm going to hip you. If you straighten this man for me, you got yourself a boy. Look out of the corner of his eye and he see this cat he was wailing for get up and stomp away. Whew. Well, that gassed the gasser. It also gassed the Indians. They dug up the rest of the acorns and straightened the gasser with some scalp, and they knocked a few on the marcat and flipped three or four on the pet, and everything was groovy. But it seemed like in 1410 it was bad times in the country, and everywhere the gasser and the pet and the maw swung forth to, all the villages didn't have no scarf. They were scarfless, but always had two or three cats there waiting for the gasser to wail on his feet. Even had one poor stud was under a rug for 4 days. They put the gasser down by his side and wailed him up. He wailed about 172 straight line miracles right across the countryside, which they've been trying to explain away even to this instant. And the gasser, in his note to Ferdinand the First, said to him at the end of the note, Your Most Royal Swinging Highness, I found out on this bad lick that there is a great power within, that when it is used in beauty and unselfishness and clarity of devotion to love, can heal and cure and cause miracles. Cobenza de Gasca Lagasa, 1410.